Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Oh, it just keeps getting more and more confusing in the trial of Karen Reed. Colin Elpert took the stand in the ongoing investigation into the John O'Keefe death, recounting his presence at his cousin Brian Elpert Jr.'s birthday party at 34 Fairview. Despite assertions from other witnesses, Elpert stated he was not overly intoxicated. No, he responded when asked if he was drunk and added, I didn't see anyone from another group or older coming into the house before I left. Lally displayed a picture of Elpert taken only a few weeks after O'Keefe's death, providing the jury with a visual reference to that. Allie McCabe, the daughter of Jen and Matt McCabe, and Brian Elbert's niece, gave very emotional testimony. We're going to take a listen to that here in just a second. And this is really, I think, the crux of this whole damn thing. It's completely unnecessary, the insane vitriol that the Free Karen Reed supporters have. And I'm not saying if you think she's innocent, you're one of these people. I'm saying the ones that have followed along with the narcissistic blogger that has his own screw of charges against him and accusations of abuse and all sorts of other shit that everybody's like, yeah, well, sweep that under the rug. Whatever he says is great. That encourages people to harass people and make their lives absolutely miserable who have nothing to do with this case other than the fact that they exist. She went through hell. And so did many other people.
Have you ever gotten involved, Tony? Have you ever gotten involved in a case like that where you're just so invested in it? I mean,
I've never seen
like that with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a case like this where it wasn't a celebrity. Where these are nobodies. Yeah. These are nobodies in a small town. And suddenly out of the woodwork, all these people found some sort of fucked up community with that lunatic, massively narcissistic blogger that just like calls for just horrible behavior and treatment of these people. And they're all like, yeah, let's do it. I mean, it reminds me of politics. And we all know who I'm talking about, where it's just rabid vitriol. It's like, you can have opinions, you can have views this way or that way, but when it gets to this rabid vitriol against other human beings that are innocent, it's utterly insane and sickening. This is Allie McCabe on the stand talking about the shit that she's gone through because of these vicious, less than human piles of flesh that follow that piece of shit. Take a listen.
And what, if anything else, are you close friends with Colin Elpert, is that correct?
Correct.
What, if anything else, has you, either your family or Colin Elpert and his family undergone over the course of dependency of this case?
Objection.
No, the door's been opened. I'm allowing it.
Well, basically harassment.
And harassment by who?
Bloggers, people online.
And what, if anything, in relation to Colin Albert being in the house has occurred as far as the harassment that you're talking about?
Can you rephrase?
With reference to what you were talking about as far as the relevancy of Colin Albert being in the house at that time, what, if any, harassment was there in relation to that and in relation to Colin?
Well,
no, go ahead. She can answer.
Colin wasn't at the house, so he's being harassed for... He was not at the house when John was there, so I drove him home. So the people are harassing him, saying he was at the house when it's not true.
When you speak about harassment, what specifically type of harassment are we
talking about? Constant phone calls, emails, awful messages.
Objection.
I'll allow it. Focus on this witness, not Colin Albert at this point.
As far as... you and your family, what, if any, type of harassment have you received?
People showing up at our house, people emailing my school. Just like a lot of harassment. Can I have a moment, please?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I have something. Thank you.
And how long a period of time has that persisted for?
Very long time.
Thank you. I have no further.
So I hope everybody that's in the Free Care and Read movement are proud of themselves for traumatizing this woman who was a high school student at the time, Allie McCabe. And everyone else who's dealt with their shit. When at the end of the day, there's not a fucking conspiracy. I have no idea if Karen Reed hit him or not, but there's clearly not a fucking conspiracy going on here. It's likely a horrible accident at the end of the day. And the amount of lives have been disturbed and ruined and fucked up because of that piece of shit blogger. It's really disturbing. And if you don't realize it and you're part of that, you're part of a cult. That is a cult movement that gets behind that 100%. Blindly and willingly, and you're going to go do the bidding of that piece of shit. What is wrong with you? Why would you go to the bidding of some dumb fuck with the dumbest name I've ever heard in my life and think he's legit or has any sort of credibility whatsoever? He's a piece of shit. I don't see any appeal here other than just somebody
like
who's
to belong.
Yeah, they do.
You know, people like to belong to part of a group.
Well, pick
and
a better
sometimes
group.
Those groups evolve into cults.
It's a fucking cult. Pick a better group. Yep. You can certainly think that she's innocent. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you get to this level of harassment and vitriol, you're part of a fucking cult. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah. 100%. We see this so many times. We see this in religion. We see this in politics. We see this. It's like the real life version of Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's worse.
I grew up in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and my graduating class, forgive me if any of my classmates are listening, but was one of the worst. I mean, I thought Mean Girls was written from my class, and I just see it out in society now. It's not just, you know, relegated to high school.
No.
It's in everyday society. It's in workplaces. It's in political parties. It's in our culture. This is how we treat one another. Instead of saying, "Oh, your opinion's different than mine." Huh? Okay.
No,
well, that's cool. We can still be friends. No, I want you dead.
Basically,
okay.
I'm going to harass you. I'm going to call your school. I'm going to make life miserable. I'm going to destroy your life. Because I disagree with you on a topic that has nothing to do with me, but because this dumb fuck over here who has the stupidest name I've ever seen is saying it and spouting it and encouraging me, I'm going to do it because he's my leader. Because I'm that small of a human being that I feel I need to follow this idiot. Jesus Christ. I mean, you're not doing any sort of, you know, they view it as they're doing some sort of like noble thing or they're fighting the good fight. You're not. Yeah. You're being an idiot. You're being a total fucking asshole to people that don't deserve it. Sit back and watch. It's what the fucking trial is for.
What happens when this case is done and it goes away? What are those people going to do next?
They're going to jump onto the next thing. They're going to find something else. I'm sure as soon as this thing is done, there's another lovely show that's coming up called The Election. And gee, I could only wonder what party most must be part of. Or not even party, but I want just, there'll be an interesting one. I'm going to guess 99.9% support a certain person who has a very similar outlook on the world. And that same sort of vitriol and hate. Just a wild guess. Just a wild guess.
I'm tired of the hate.
I know. Just a wild guess that the hate's going to go there. Hate attracts hate, and these people are going to go to hate. And that's, you know, if it's not this, it'll be something else. It's just sad. And just take a step back and look at yourself and go, do I really want to be this mad and upset about every goddamn thing? Or can I release some of that and maybe find a happier life? Because I can guarantee these are not healthy people, like physically healthy people. If you're holding that much animosity and angst against something, dude, you're not healthy. You're not in a good place.
You need to sit back and take a deep breath and go out in nature maybe and smile at the sunshine, smile at a bird. And so I even said this to a family member, aren't you tired of being angry all the time?
Yeah.
And the answer was, well, there's a lot to be angry about.
So that's great.
Sure. If you look for it.
If you look for it. Yeah.
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 There's a lot to be happy about too.
Yeah, but you gotta put yourself there, and if it's easier to be a victim than it is to be anything else. The prosecution presented a photo of Colin Elbert to the jury for the first time. McCabe's testimony continued with questions about text exchanges with Elbert regarding picking him up at 34 Fairview, leading to objections from the defense. Ryan Nagel, who arrived at 34 Fairview to pick up his sister, testified that he did not see the SUV reverse and hit a pedestrian. No, he answered. When asked by ADA Lally, Nagel described the scene. I observed there was a person inside the car. There was an interior light on and a woman in the driver's seat. Terry Kahn, a veterinary scientist at UC Davis, provided other crucial forensic evidence. She confirmed the absence of canine DNA on the swabs they tested, only detecting pig DNA, which she noted could have come from food. We did not see any canine DNA, Kahn stated, adding that the pig DNA could have been from other food sources.
Certain dyes inhibit.
Yes.
And certainly blood inhibits.
Heme from blood, yes.
And because of that, at least in that sample, the nuclear DNA sample, you're not saying that there was no canine DNA there. You're saying that the testing did not detect it.
In the qPCR nuclear test, correct.
And you've heard, obviously, there's a famous quote in science that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, right?
Correct.
Can you describe for the jurors what that phrase means?
Objection.
Sustain.
Means just because you don't find something means it's not there.
Objection.
Sustained.
You were able to detect the presence of pig DNA.
Correct.
And I think you said on direct examination that that could come from a number of sources, including food sources, right?
Correct.
Could come from dog treats.
Pardon me? Yes.
Could come from dog treats. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are dog treats that are pig ears, literally.
Right? Objection.
Allow it?
All right.
I believe so.
We're objecting that.
Or it could be that the shirt that was the source material was contaminated, not properly preserved.
I can't say where that DNA came from.
You're not aware of any feral pig populations in Massachusetts, are you?
I'm not.
Dog saliva would obviously be a good and a rich source of DNA, correct? You'd agree?
It depends on the context. We have cases where, I mean, I can refer to two cases that we did recently where there were small bites and we were able to get nuclear DNA from those sources.
Probably saliva.
Yes.
Right. So saliva contains active, living, growing cells that slough off in the salivating process, right?
Correct.
That's raw hell.
For the nuclear test, yes.
Thanks. That's all I have.
Hey, Mr. Lally.
So was it dog treats or was it just the mishandling of the evidence? It doesn't really tell us a whole lot. It was a big nothing burger with the pig DNA or the dog DNA. They didn't test his skin. They didn't test his body. They tested his shirt. They didn't even like really say where they tested the shirt. So it really leads to nowhere. There's been nothing here that points to a conspiracy. And there's also been nothing here that necessarily strongly points that Karen Reed hit him either. This is just a very... again, I think it was an accident. Whatever the fuck happened, whether he tripped and fell and hit his head or if she did hit him, it was not intentional. I don't believe that for one second. She's not a murderer. Doesn't deserve to be charged with murder. This just feels like the charges in the state is completely off. Unless they're going to surprise us with something groundbreaking, which I don't know why we haven't seen yet if there is, we're litigating a horrible accident.
Yeah, and I am really thinking a little bit more on the did he trip and fall because he had, you know, a big old, what, an egg above his eye?
Yeah.
You and I
back of the head
subjected
first
to snow.
Yeah. Back of the head.
I mean, it's real easy to fall.
Front of the head. Yeah, I could easily, and if you, those back of the head injuries, that can be really fucking deadly. So I could have easily seen it. He fell. And you wouldn't die immediately. Get up, trip, you don't have your balance. You're already drunk. Got his cocktail glass in his hand. Falls forward, hits his head there. And yeah, it doesn't explain the taillight and the DNA on the taillight yet, which again kind of lends itself more to probably or hit. Could be possibly that was what happened. I'd like to see that explained a little better. But again, I this is not a case where I think any of these people are murderers or tried to kill John O'Keefe. It was a horrible accident. How it happened, I don't know that we're ever going to know the answer to it. But God knows in the process, there have been countless lives destroyed and ruined.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.